Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for September the 13th. Today we'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 14. It reads like this: "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you." A beautiful blessing. With this beautiful benediction, Paul closed his second letter to the Corinthians. Paul's great Trinitarian doxology bestowed three powerful blessings of the Godhead upon the believers at Corinth. These three blessings belong to all those who would believe and receive Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. The first is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word grace in the Greek is the Greek word charis. This is Christ's free and unmerited favor towards all who would place their faith in Him. This grace is the finished work of Christ dying for our sins, but also the sustaining grace of being kept by Him. Since the Father has given all authority in heaven and earth to Him, receiving and living under this divine favor is to be supremely blessed. The second attribute is the love of God. The Greek word for love is agape here. This is God's unconditional love and chief attribute. God's agape love is that which motivated Him to send His Son to die for our sins and redeem us. Receiving and believing in Jesus, we are the recipients of this divine love. And not only that, this love is poured out into our hearts so that we are able to love others with God's great unconditional love. The third and final attribute of this beautiful blessing is the fellowship of the Spirit. Fellowship in the Greek is koinonia. This is the abiding communion of the Spirit living in those of us who have believed in Christ Jesus. Sharing this fellowship of the Spirit, we are able to bear the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Being filled with the Holy Spirit, we are sealed, supported, comforted, empowered, assured, and invigorated to live for God. May this beautiful blessing be yours today. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, when we consider your grace and love toward us, we are overcome with wonder and joy, for you are all wonderful to us. That you have invited us into the eternal communion and fellowship of the Godhead is beyond our understanding. Help us to focus our hearts and minds on you today and upon the spiritual blessings which you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen.